the voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish here in Allston, Massachusetts. And I welcome you to our broadcast every Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM here in Boston. And of course, today we bring in Father Adriano Zandana, as we do every single Friday, coming to us from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil. By the way, if you go to CatholicAudioMedia.com, that's CatholicAudioMedia.com, you will find his song that he does in English. Does a great song in English, and you can also connect to his YouTube channel. And he's does a lot of great work. If you ever check out cancionnova.com, if you go to tv.cancionnova.com, granted it's in Portuguese, but many times you will see him preaching down there, which granted, if you don't speak Portuguese, you'll recognize the voice, but that's about it. But you'll see his excitement, and you'll see how much he loves to do this. And as you know, he's very excited about preaching to the WROL audience. So here we are. Again, he's beginning this two-part series. Today's the first of the two parts on faith. So we've heard about joy, about love, and now we're going to hear about faith from Father Adriano Zandana, coming to us from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil.
Hello, Father Bob. Hello, my dear listeners. This is Father Adriano Zandana again. Today's Friday, and our topic today is going to be an amazing one. I'm very excited because we are about to reflect about faith. This very important theological virtue. Faith is an amazing virtue. Every one of us needs to grow in faith, and faith makes us able to withstand before the challenges of our days, our year. You know, you've been facing a lot of troubles, illness, and financial crisis, and we need to have faith in God, because He is the source of our power. He is the one who will make us able to overcome our troubles. Well, faith is an important theological virtue that is capable of deeply uniting our souls to God. Faith is so important in our lives. It is also necessary for our salvation, and through it we can grow in our relationship with God. And faith can also give us a broader and wiser point of view before everything. Well, we need to see everything through the lenses of faith. In the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6, we read, "Without faith, no one can please God." This is very true, because without that virtue, we are unable to act as God's children. And when we have no faith at all, we build a wall between ourselves and God. In order to be pleasing to God and receive all His blessings in our lives, we have to put our faith into action. We need to live a faith as a virtue by putting it into practice in our daily life. So, what is this virtue really? Well, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 1803, teaches us that a virtue is a habitual and firm disposition to do good. It allows the person not only to perform good acts, but to give the best of himself. The virtuous person tends toward the good with all his sensory and spiritual powers. He pursues the good and chooses it in concrete actions. The goal of a virtuous life is to become like God. Well, those beautiful words from the Catechism starts to clarify this virtue for every one of us. Well, as we read here, a virtue is an ingrained habit and a willful desire to do what is right and be the best person that we can be. This habitual desire draws us closer to the Lord. and it must be applied through concrete actions and then become a part of our way of living. That is, it is an internal disposition that we need to develop in our daily life through our common and ordinary choices. A virtue really happens when we come to a decision to do good and when we start to repeat it every day. For example, the great philosopher Aristotle thought that virtues comes from repetition, and it only increases when we constantly cultivate it in our daily lives. So we have to fully apply our faith by putting it into practice as a virtue. We need to constantly repeat actions of faith in our daily routine until it becomes a real lifestyle for every one of us. Every human being, every one of us, ought to cultivate acts of faith through which we express to ourselves and to others that we truly believe in God and in His revelation. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 1814, also teaches us that faith is the theological virtue by which we believe in God and believe all that He has said and revealed to us, and that the Holy Church proposed for our belief, because He is truth itself. By faith, man freely commits his entire self to God. For this reason, the believer seeks to know and do God's will. That is, through faith, we truly commit ourselves to the reality of God, and we accept His entire revelation through the Bible, the tradition of the Catholic Church and the saints, and through the teachings that the popes have passed down to us throughout the ages. Faith is a personal and communion relationship. Faith is actually our adherence to God. A personal faith lives, "I believe in God." This is an act of belief in the one true. It is as though we gather all that we are and gratefully give our hearts and minds to God. We have a personal relationship with the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But faith is not just a private act. It is also communion. And in the assembly of believers at Mass, for example, we profess our faith together and join our hearts as we experience ourselves as the body of Christ. The Church is the body of Christ. Our personal faith brings us to a relationship with God's people as well. And the faith of the entire people strengthens us in our relationship with the Holy One, our Lord. Faith is also a gift of grace. God not only speaks to us, He also gives us the grace to respond. To believe in revelation, we need the gift of faith. For example, in Matthew chapter 16, verse from 16 to 18, Peter was able to see that Jesus was the Messiah, not from flesh and blood. That is, not by means of reason or common sense, but by the grace of the Father. The faith is a grace, a gift from heaven. Faith is when you hold something to be true based on the testimony of God. With this theological virtue, God tells the person something he couldn't have known on his own. And that person makes the decision to accept what God says as true. Faith is, therefore, the virtue that enables us to add heavenly information to our knowledge. Imagine that we can know what God knows, and this information radically changes our lives. Faith is truly necessary for our salvation. The Lord Himself teaches us in Mark 16:16, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." Well, what we have seen so far today is that faith is action. It's more than just a thought. And it is more than one individual thing you do. Faith has to be a fundamental part, not just of who we are, but of everything we do. Everything we do. Well, next week, we'll be back. I'll be back right here to discuss this truly essential theological virtue a little bit more. But I'm gonna ask you this. Keep it in your mind, in your heart. Reflect on it. Ask our Lord this week to make this virtue of faith grow inside you. And believe in God. Believe in Jesus. You are not alone. Faith is the confidence in what we have not seen. God is working. He is always working for our good behind the scenes. He's there. He will be there for you. You are not alone. Your family are not alone. God is powerful. He loves you a lot. You are a precious child to Him. Our amazing Lord, we wanna thank you right now. You are our shepherd. You are our Lord. You are our Father. Please, Lord, send upon us your Holy Spirit right now. Make, Lord, the virtue of faith increase, grow inside us. We need to live the faith because this virtue is so important for us, especially in this hard time, Lord. Come, Lord, help us. Make us true believers. Make the faith grow inside us. Give us a new mindset. Give us the lenses of faith to see everything. We trust in you, Lord. Send upon us your Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. See you next Friday.
Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore. And even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.